entrepreneurs of any size, whether it's 5 employees, 50 employees, or 500 employees, can dramatically grow their business by following what we've learned from our construction clients as the 4 steps to profitable growth. Those 4 steps are dream, design, build, and grow. Many entrepreneurs have had the dream and then jumped in and started doing right away. And they try and do it in real time with real customers. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. It's extremely risky. It's trial and error learning. It makes scalability and replication very difficult because it's out of the owner's head and just through live action with their hands. And so going from dream to grow is... it's very difficult, and most people fail and give up, and they don't actually get to monetize their great idea. So we're saying, clarify your dream. What does this dream look like for you personally? So for your role in the business, as president, as owner, manager, and what does it look like for your lifestyle? So what's the value to you personally from implementing your dream? And then what does your business look like? Will it be bigger? Will it be better? Will it be smaller and faster? You need to have the why, the vision of what you want to accomplish and why it's important to you clear. Then from the dream phase, you go to the design phase. And my construction clients will do design build work, but they need a set of drawings, preferably from an architect or an engineer who sat down with their customer and figured out why they want this building and what it needs to look like and what it needs to do. In a business, in your business, the design phase means 3 steps. What is your business strategy? What is your structure? And what are the systems and processes necessary for this to happen? So strategy is the tip of the arrow, and it's your intentional alignment and focus on providing as much value as possible to specific customers or a niche of customers. The structure then follows the strategy. And the structure can mean things like organizational structure in a large company, different departments, and is it a flat structure or is it a hierarchical structure? It can mean legal structure. Do you set up a separate legal operating company? And it means organizational structure at the people level. What does the organizational chart look like? Who reports to whom? What skills do you need to be successful? And the third step of the design phase is systems. And this is the documented steps, policies, and procedures. This is how we do it here. And this is why franchises, especially restaurants, are far more successful and profitable than non-franchised businesses, because they have this system very specific. There's binder or binders on the shelf, and people can pick up the binder, they can be easily trained, and they see how to do it and how to do it right and how to do it consistently. McDonald's was built on this, and they're the kings of the system. So the design phase involves strategy, structure, and system, and clarifying your thoughts and parameters around that then prepares you for the next phase, which is the build phase. And the build phase is you're actually building the prototype. So the 4 main parts of the build phase are your talent, perform operations for your customers that you attract through marketing, and all that produces financial results. And so talent, you want people that can grow with you and that can think as independently as is optimal to meet your customers' needs and do things with minimal supervision. And when you have systems that give them the 80% of how they do things, then they can be creative and flexible on the other 20%. But if you don't have that core systems in place of how you do things, then everybody's trying to do it differently and they spend more time debating and arguing and recreating and tweaking how the last person did it or how they were shown, and they end up with bad habits and a whole bunch of inefficiency comes from that, and that is very difficult to fix later on. The second part is operations, and operations is mostly about quality, capacity, and speed. As Clint Eastwood said in some old Western, first you get good, then you get fast. And so we want the organization to focus on what does this product or service need to look like, and not with all the bells and whistles put in. We can do that later. But what is the core product that will meet the customer's needs, and how quickly can we get it produced, and how quickly can we get it through the plant or the office? Because most people these days are knowledge workers to meet the customer's needs. The third part of build is, when we do this, how do we communicate the value of this product or service to our customers to attract the right customers and to position it at the right pricing point? Because most businesses under the sun are underpricing their best products and services, in that their customer would happily pay for their best stuff more money. And so that we tend to over-service our weaker customers, and we tend to under-service our best customers, because we're not giving our customers as much value as they want, and we're not giving them choices or options or multiple price points. When you think of a theater, you can go on Cheapo Tuesday or you can go on the weekend, but any day you go, you can still go to the concessions stand and literally spend $30 or $40 for a family of four, which would actually buy a quick meal in some restaurants, and here you're spending it on popcorn and pop. And that is an example of multiple price points at the marketing side, which maximizes profitability and maximizes growth. And then financially, you need resources to build, and you need to have hard metrics, both financial and non-financial, as to what your quality, what your capacity, what your speed, and what your customer volumes are, to measure results in real time. If you're running your business by looking at your last month's financial statements 2 weeks or a month after they happened, you are significantly missing how to maximize the value in your business. You need to be measuring one key metric, and whether it's square feet of production or whether it's dollars of sales, and you need to measure that and communicate that through your company, right from your prospecting to your sales, to your order intake, to your production, to your delivery, installation, and collection. That one key metric, by focusing on that, will dramatically increase the quality of your management decisions and your ability to grow. When you've got these things in order, then you're ready for the growth phase, the fourth phase, and that's where you implement it and you run it in real time. You have the metrics set up to measure and monitor performance. You make adjustments in real time, but you have timely information and not some ideas or opinions. You need factual information in real time, and you can respond optimally to your customers. And that is how you grow your business, by going through the discipline of clarifying your dream, having a real design with strategy, structure, and system, building a prototype with talent that maximizes operational capacity and speed, and a strong marketing brand and message with financial metrics that measure real-time results. And then you're in the driver's seat, you've got a great dashboard, and you can grow your business. You can drive that car a lot faster because you have something with integrity and balance and focus. It's very hard to build a car when it's moving, or to improve a car when it's moving. You need to pull into the pit, you need to change the tires, you need to add fuel, and those things you need stable thinking time to do. And that is your challenge, to make time to dream, to design, to build, so you can grow your business. Okay. The first phase of profitable business growth is the dream phase. You have a dream. Why are you in business? Why are you taking all these risks? So your business needs to do something for you. It needs to give you personal reward and satisfaction and money. And it needs to give you wealth. And my mentor, Alan Weiss, describes wealth as discretionary time. So you need to have your personal objectives clearly articulated in your dream. The dream also has the business component. So what will your business look like in terms of brand, recognition, reputation, and image in the marketplace and attractiveness to customers? And it's very critical that you articulate what you want it to look like, because only then you'll know how to get there. So the dream phase is critical, and this is the time for you to be selfish on what you want the business to look like and do for you and your customers.